This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2126. Shameless plug, how to promote yourself with confidence in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you struggle to promote yourself, whether it's a product that you're selling or an idea that you came up with? Today, get a great way to self-promote in a socially acceptable way in English.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get confident. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hi, Lindsay, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. I'm excited. It's January and ready to get into a big year, big year.
Yes, definitely. Lindsay, do you watch a lot of talk shows, like late night talk shows or any kind of talk show?
I'm usually asleep by that time, honestly. No, I don't really watch too many talk shows. No, what about you?
Maybe more. I don't think you would count the news as a talk show.
No.
Lindsay, what is a talk show? Let's clarify that just in case.
When I think about a talk show, I think about Conan O'Brien, where the host is usually almost always 100% sitting at a desk.
And then
the guests are always in chairs. There's like three chairs and the guest is in the chair. It's usually kind of a celebrity or someone well-known. Right.
And then they move over when the next guest comes. Right.
It's kind of a formula. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, there are also daytime talk shows like Ellen DeGeneres had one.
True.
So, I think when I was younger, I used to love watching them. I mean, I love Conan and I will always love Conan.
Yeah.
I used to every night watch the late night talk shows, but I don't watch them anymore. It's not that I'm not awake, because I am always awake, but I don't really watch the talk shows anymore, but I loved them in high school. But today we are answering a question about something that people may say on talk shows, Lindsay. So we're going to go over something that I have a feeling you would hear fairly frequently on a talk show.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we love listener questions, guys. So if you have a question, make sure you email your question to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. I just got a couple new questions today.
Nice.
We just love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's great. And I love getting a good question. And you guys send in a lot of good questions, just like this one today from Zubia Nadim.
Yeah.
Yep. Would you like to read it for us?
Yes, let's do it. I love your podcast. I listen to them while I'm potty training nursing my baby girl. I just found a wonderful native English expression, and that is, I'm happy to plug the book to you, which was followed by a link to the said book. I think this will make an exciting topic to discuss in your podcast. Thank you, Zubia Nadim. Nice.
Okay, good question. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure you're super busy, and I'm thankful that you're listening and thinking of questions, so that's very impressive.
Yeah, I think you could definitely relate to this listener, right? Having kids and, you know, we're just out there learning as much as we can. So thank you for your question, Zubia. And our listeners should go first, before we get into it, guys, go check out episode 2091, Trust Your Brain for Better Language Learning, where I interviewed Steve Kaufman, who is a polyglot. He speaks many languages. You can learn a lot from someone who actually speaks a ton of languages. So go listen to that episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. That's a great one. So let's answer Zubia's question. So Zubia was saying, I'm happy to plug the book to you, followed by the link. Now, this one, I feel like I don't hear quite as often. Do you hear to plug the book to someone? I'm not sure where somebody would have said that and then put the link.
I know. That's why I stumbled reading that, right? So it didn't feel totally natural. I would tend to say, I'm happy to plug the book for you. Right.
Right.
Like if I'm talking to the writer of the book and they're trying to promote it. Yeah.
Right. So guys, we're teaching you the way that we hear it the most frequently. I mean, it's possible you could hear it another way, but this is really what we're going to focus on today. Exactly. Lindsay, the idea of to plug something is to promote it. Right.
Yeah.
So for example, like we were saying, on a talk show, a celebrity goes on to plug a movie, a talk show, a TV show, a book, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's a way of advertising to make the public aware, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And I never thought, I guess celebrities do go on these talk shows around the time they have a new movie coming out. I actually never thought about that. But yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, a podcast will host authors and certainly they want to introduce audiences to their content, and they also probably want to plug their book at the end, which is totally fine. You know, we get introductions to new ways, new kinds of content, right?
Yeah.
So super common.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sometimes you might hear in an acute way. So maybe if the topic naturally comes up, let's say, you know, I wrote a book and I'm on your show and you start talking casually about my book, I might say, oh, perfect. You're plugging my book for me.
Yeah, I like that. Organic, right? Yes. And here on All Ears English, we plug our other shows sometimes. You guys know that we have Business English, we have IELTS Energy Podcast. We've got three podcasts, guys. So sometimes we'll mention another show because we think it could be good for you to go and check it out. Yeah?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, Lindsay, you've also done guest episodes on other shows.
Yeah, I recorded one this morning.
And things like that. Oh, nice. So did you plug All Ears English?
A little bit. I mean, if you're a guest on another podcast, they always ask you, where can our listeners find you? Where can this? So I always mention, you know, All Ears English on those guest episodes so people can come check out the show. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, Michelle, let's get deeper into this topic.
Okay, so let's share a few ways that you might hear this in context. Mm-hmm. What's the first one, Lindsay?
Well, you could say, thanks for the plug. And this is when someone has already mentioned the thing that you have, right? So for example, you have to try Michelle's bakery. She makes the best apple pies.
Ah, thanks for the plug, Lindsay.
Michelle, if you owned a bakery, what would you offer in your bakery? Like cookies?
Yes. Well, you know, I love cookies. Maybe like cookies and cupcakes and things like that. Yeah. But I did have some apple pie recently when it was Thanksgiving, and that was delicious too.
Mm.
Lindsay, it has to be a bakery. I feel, what would you make?
I mean, I like cake. I'd probably do ice cream cakes. I was just in Portugal, we mentioned before, and their famous dessert is called nata, which is it's like a little custard, like an egg custard. Mm. And it's not as super sweet as our stuff is, right? Our desserts, but it's good. They love it over there. It's really a little tiny custard thing. So definitely
indulge. What is it called again?
I think it's called nata, if that's right. Mm. Yeah, maybe I'm already messing it up. So that's what it is in Portugal. And, you know, every country kind of has their favorite dessert, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. For sure. So what's another thing you might hear?
All right. So to plug something for someone, right? Right. Yeah. So
similar to that, what we talked about before from the listener, plug for someone rather than plug to someone. So for example, I'm happy to plug your movie for you when the show starts.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That would be great. Yeah. So I'm going to promote it for you, right? I'm going to say it and there's, so they, the word gets out. Yeah. Oh,
exactly. Exactly. And then this next one I feel is a very common little chunk, Lindsay. It's shameless plug. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah. I love this one. I love it.
What is shameless plug?
I've thought about this before. Like, what does it really mean? But shameless plug. So the idea that you're going to go ahead and you're going to plug the thing that you're promoting, whether you just wrote a book or you're an actress in a movie, and you're not going to have any shame for it. Like, you're just going to unapologetically do it. Is that how you see that phrase?
Yeah, that's how I see it. And it's kind of said, you know, maybe you mentioned something and you just go, shameless plug. So let's show an example.
Okay. So you're going on vacation soon?
Yes, right after the launch of our new course. Shameless plug.
I like it. I like it. It's fun. It's fun to, I think this, using this phrase kind of humanizes you. I think we do, this is another topic we should get into another day that we have gotten into before. You know, people do feel a little bit of shame when they want to go and plug something that they've created. Yeah. We have all sorts of issues around self-promotion, more so in certain cultures than others, right? But this adds a little something that makes it a little less awkward to say that, I think.
Right. You kind of make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
And you take the pressure off a little.
You take the pressure off a little. So guys, add that in the right context. It works so well. It's so native and natural. Michelle, what should our listeners do right now if they're loving this content?
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. I'm just joking. Guys, if you haven't already, please hit follow wherever you are listening to the All Ears English podcast. Just hit that follow button so you get all the episodes coming straight to you.
Love it. Hit follow, guys. So what else? Where do we go from here?
Lindsay, so would you say this is only used with celebrities or talk shows or interviews? I mean, do you think that it's, you know, like people who aren't celebrities would use it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people who aren't celebrities make things, they have things to create, especially now in the creator economy. Right. So many people are makers. They're makers, right? They're having little shops on Etsy, like little things. You know, maybe if I'm at a party and I'm an Etsy seller, I make necklaces, for example. You know, someone asked me, what did you do over the weekend? I was working on my necklaces, shameless plug. You can check them out on Etsy. Something like that, right? I think it's a human word to use. Do you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Lindsay, first of all, I want to know, do you buy things on Etsy?
Yeah, I do. I just need a good time window to do it because sometimes shipping takes a long time. I don't have much success when I go in like 3 days before Christmas. Whereas,
No, you don't want to do that.
I like Etsy. Yeah, no,
like Etsy too. I do like it. I find myself, I was just looking there today for a gift for my father-in-law. Like, you know, I just find, I just bought, a baby gift for a friend on Etsy. I like the unique gifts you can find.
It's definitely a place to go for handmade. This is not a plug for Etsy. We're not sponsored by Etsy. But it's definitely a good place to go for handmade things. And, you know, if you want to buy from like an independent maker, I guess, independent artist, it's a good place to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. So, all right. So, yeah, I agree. You don't have to be a celebrity. And what are some other ways that you can, well, we're really just going to give one extra way you can use it. So this is promote or self-promotion.
Yeah.
Lindsay, how might you use that?
You'd say this, I'm going on the show to promote the new TV series. Ooh, very cool. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Lindsay, we've talked about this, you know, how we feel about self-promotion and plugging things. And I agree with you, what you said before. We have to start getting more comfortable with doing something.
Yeah.
And just, you know, there's no, I mean, the whole idea is that you're putting your hard work into something. So you should, as they say, sell it, which doesn't always mean actually sell something, but just it's like, be confident about it. Give the information. Tell people about it.
Yeah, let the world know that it's available. Otherwise, I mean, if you believe in what you've created, whether it's a course or it's a necklace on Etsy or something, a movie, if you're, you know, an actress, then you should want to talk. Obviously, not too much and in the right context, but you shouldn't be ashamed to talk about it.
No.
And I love your question here in our notes. Do you feel funny? I feel like we need, that is a Michelle quote. And I feel like we need a t-shirt that says, I feel funny. or something.
Oh my gosh. You always pick it out when I do it. I feel
it's
funny.
Such an original. It's it, guys, listen to our old episodes to know what we're
is
talking
that really,
about.
Really, like, is that not something that everybody says? Is that just something that I say?
It's not just you, but I feel like you're the only one in my world right now that says it. So that's why I love it. It's just, it's very Michelle. So it's great.
I would love that shirt. I think like just like one of those, I'm getting into those, what do they call it? Graphic t-shirts.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love that. And we need, Lindsay, we really got to get on this and then we can make one for you. I think
Wouldn't
we've thought about
fun?
What it, yeah, it would be fun.
We should do that for the 10-year anniversary of All Ears English. We should create t-shirts with each of all four of us have a quote, you know, our signature quotes.
I would love that. That's fun. Let's talk about that offline.
Let's do that.
All right, let's do a role play. So here you are, a celebrity, and you are on my talk show.
Oh, fun. Okay. All right. Here we go. So, and then I went to lunch and I saw this poster.
What was on it?
I was on it. Well, it was from my TV show, Parroting.
That's too funny.
Shameless plug, I know.
That's okay. You have to plug your work when you're here.
Oh, thanks. A bit of self-promotion goes a long way.
Okay.
So that's interesting because here, the way I placed shameless plug is kind of on a separate thought, right? A separate thought. It's a beginning of the sentence, but
yeah,
I like it, right?
All right, let's go through it. So you're talking about a poster that you saw. Mm-hmm. And you said that you were on it. And I said, that's too funny. And you said...
And then I said, shameless plug, I know. So I'm just saying, I know I just plugged my thing.
Right.
You're kind of apologizing a little bit, wouldn't you say? It's a little bit of apology.
Yeah, in a funny way. Not like a serious apology, but just like, oh, yeah, I know. Like, sorry, I'm talking about myself. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love that. And then you said, that's okay. You have to plug your show when you're here. And so on a talk show, we've talked about that's what sometimes talk shows are for, right? So to plug. Right. So plug. Using it as a verb. Mm-hmm. What else?
Yep. And then you said a bit of self-promotion goes a long way.
All right. Love that. All right, Michelle. So what is the takeaway for today? Where do we leave our listeners?
Yes. Where do we leave you? So this is a really great question, a great expression to use. And let us know, do you feel comfortable plugging your work? I think that this is all about feeling confident enough to say, yes, people should know about this and that's okay. And it doesn't mean I'm a bad person for saying, oh, listen to this, or this is what I did. And we want to get more comfortable with that in a way that's not overdoing it, like Lindsay said. But I find that I tend to be on the other end of it. Like, I don't want to say certain things. And we have to start making that something that we're more comfortable with, in my opinion.
Totally agree, Michelle. Yeah, guys, think about, maybe we'll have to put a good question in the poll here on Spotify to find out how our listeners feel about self-promotion, right? But, you know, if you've made something and you're proud of it, don't be ashamed to plug it. You know, don't be ashamed to talk about it, get excited. Also, people know, they can see that you're genuine, or if you actually are being kind of disingenuous, they can see that too. So if you've created something and you're excited and you actually know that it works for whoever you're helping, they're going to see that authenticity in your eyes when you talk about it. So that's why it's okay if you love what you've created. So
exactly. I love it. All right, guys, this was fun. Thanks again for that question. That was a great one. Lots of fun. And guys, we'll talk to you in the next one.
All right, Michelle, have a good day. Talk soon.
You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.